Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Public is on the celebrity hotline.
Well, it's got to be a celebrity we expect about this time of morning, Jimmy Carter. And we are able to expect him thanks to Precision Camera and Video and Jim Swartner of Swartner Farm and Ranch. It is Jimmy, I suspect. Let's check. Hello.
It is. Happy Thursday. Is it Thursday already?
Yeah.
Thursday already, boys.
Jimmy's on. He's with us, Bob, because I said it was June earlier. I forgot what month it was. Bob said it was 2024.
Kind of quick. January was a long month, but it did go by semi-fast. And February is roaring by here on the sixth day. I'm going to get ahead of the headlines on a couple of things here. You'll be hearing more about today because the news people are having a hard time on a national level trying to figure out what to tell you because there's so many things going on. This one might slip by, but it's a pretty big deal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will not attend the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. He says South Africa is doing very bad things, expropriating private property, using the G20 to promote solidarity, equality, and sustainability. In other words, DEI and climate change. My job is to advance America's national interest, not waste taxpayer money, and coddle anti-Americanism. So not going to a G20 is a pretty big deal for the United States, so we'll see how that goes. And then some of the headlines, this USAID thing, I know that kind of goes over the heads of most people because they've never heard of it.
I had no idea that thing existed. It's stunning. It's stunning.
It's kind of one of those independent agencies that don't make a lot of news, but a lot of people use them for a lot of different things.
Yeah, to hide funds, billions of dollars go here and there and then call it something else.
Yeah, and it's where they can send, and that's why they didn't want the Doge people, to get in there and see where all this money goes. And I'm telling you, when he says $50 million or some ridiculous thing like that for condoms, they're not buying condoms with all that. Maybe 27,000, that's still a lot of condoms. But they're using it for other things, whatever those might be. And they're finding some CIA links. And that's where CIA was hiding some of its money in the USAID thing. And it's opened up Pandora's box, I mean, really, of all kinds of stuff. So keep looking and reading. The people like the New York Times are just trying to figure out what's going on. And they're trying to examine it a little bit like the Goodyear blimp looking at a football game, which is a good way to do things sometimes. They're talking about and maybe an on-purpose disaster that Trump, when he wants to turn Gaza into Miami, you know, Miami Beach, they're saying this has been unanimously, you know, poo-pooed by everybody in the world enough where his own White House aides were walking back parts of the plan yesterday.
Yeah, but by the same token, he was laying out, Donald Trump, exactly how his plans are, how he's going to take over, U.S. take over Gaza.
But I think everything I've read on both sides It's all he's doing that to get people to look at that and not look at some of the other things. It's like rope-a-dope. Steve Bannon calls it flooding the zone, and that's who's the architect of some of these ideas that Trump knows that they're not going to do. Here are their policies. They're supposed to be the ambitious goals, and this will remind you in a very short period of time. To cut taxes, shrink government, expand manufacturing, deport undocumented immigrants, restrict immigration, end wokeism, contain China, weaken Iran, strengthen Israel and Saudi Arabia, pull back from Europe. And he's doing all those things at one time. And he's doing pretty good work, it sounds like, on a lot of those different things. The tariff was meant to be a beginning of a negotiating tactic, which some people don't like that approach, but that's what he does on a lot of things. Throws out just, and then it comes back about, three-quarters of the way, and he still wins because he got more than he would have gotten if he had just tried to go about it another way. So he's on the freak-out-everybody stuff. Apparently, some of the people at the Justice Department, some of the FBI people are being accused of insubordination. Some of the new sheriffs in town, they're not listening to them or refusing to listen to them, so they're calling them out for insubordination. So you're probably going to see some more heads roll at the FBI. It's really hard to keep up with all the different things that he's doing. This guy I've never heard of. You ever heard of Emil Bove? Emilbove.
Never.
He's the Justice Department's number two official. He's the one saying the interim leaders of the FBI are accusing them of insubordination. So you're going to where do you cover? The post office wasn't going to take China things, and now they're going to take China things. it's really impossible to. They're getting mad at YouTube. This is some of the media because they're having a lot of gun tuber videos where people are going on YouTube and learning how to modify the AR-15 and other things like that that probably the people at Google, YouTube didn't even know they were doing, and now they do, so I think they got to look at that. The people in Miami Beach are putting out, this is getting close to spring break. It may have actually begun for some colleges, like in the Minnesotas, Montana, some of those people have a spring break that's a little earlier than, say, Texas would. And Texas spring break usually toward the end of spring break. But they're putting out a video now in Miami showing people partying and then the consequences of that partying, different circumstances, you'll get to go to jail if you do what they don't want you to do, particularly in Miami Beach. Federal buyout deadline. 2 million federal workers have until tonight to return to the office or accept a buyout offer. That will be the headlines probably as we go into the weekend. We'll see if people are actually going to go back in the office or, go to court or do whatever they think they're going to do on that. So that's an interesting deadline to see how that's going to go. I don't think anybody's been covering that too much. I know they've been stuck on Gaza this week, and there's been all these other things are going on, and they're mostly covering Gaza, if you've been watching any of the news. Yesterday was the anniversary of Toby Keith's passing, and there was a lot of social media about that yesterday. His family all having nice things, and just say what a rough, difficult year it's been since they lost him, and then fans reaching out and saying a lot of things and giving toast in a red Solo cup and all of that kind of stuff. So that's kind of cool. I didn't realize how much I really liked his music until he was gone. I mean, I liked it all along, and dealing with him was often like dealing with a porcupine. I always said that, but I liked some of my favorite stuff of the last 25 years probably has been some of his. I loved Should Have Been a Cowboy and How Do You Like Me Now and I'm Not As Good As I Once Was. The Don't Let the Old Man In was really good. Beer for My Horses was a weird song, but I liked it.
And did you like Bob's favorite? Red Solo Cup.
Yeah, that was. I didn't mention that one on purpose.
But it was really intended to be a silly right. song. Great little silly song.
Yeah, it was, and it did very, very well.
Didn't Scotty, what's his name right there?
Scotty Emmerich.
Emmerich, yeah.
And the Warren Brothers were a part of that one, too.
The Warren Brothers did, too. Yeah, I think they all spread. That was probably toward the last days before the Spotify's and the other ones took over, where you could still make some money if you wrote a song. And as soon as those other things really kicked in, that money went out the door. And they're still trying to figure out how to do that, right? And they hadn't figured it out yet. Jurassic World Rebirth. Saw that yesterday for the first time, the preview. And I think many of us will be going to the movies on the weekend of July the 2nd because it looks good. This is not one I don't know if Bob hated the dinosaur movies, too.
I don't think he ever saw it.
Didn't hate. Just not my...
I like them all. Yeah. They're all great. Even the first one was probably my favorite, but they're all great.
I think some were better than others, and we got kind of burned out on it.
Yeah, the third one was terrible.
Like there's some new dinosaurs.
Good.
And look like they're different. And the effects just get better. The sound just gets better. You know, all that technical aspect of this. Yeah, this is, Bob had that same answer that my friend Ted would give about, I said, you hate Helen Reddy, you hate Anne Murray.
I love Helen Reddy.
And he loves Anne Murray.
I love Anne Murray.
I know, Bob, you got to talk to Ted. He doesn't like him. He said, no, it's not that I hate her. I just don't like her music. Well, that means you hate her. If you don't like somebody's music, you hate them.
Not at all.
Oh, they would not be happy with you. I can't stand your music, but you're okay. Well.
Right. You're right. That's a great point.
Yeah. It's just you
might as well tell them you hate
them.
You
hate somebody's music and not like and say, I like you. Well, you can't like me. I don't want you to like
that's
me.
That's true.
Yeah, so you guys with your anti-Star Wars things, I don't know. So have you ever been to a dinosaur movie, a Jurassic World, a Jurassic Park?
They've run them on
But you TV, haven't gone TV, to the theater. You
no,
been.
No, no. I'm pretty
see,
sure
these
that,
movies weren't made for your phone.
Negative, Batman.
Yeah, I've watched them all in the theater. And, the third one was...
Boy, that theater rocks when those dinosaurs
come. Oh, big time. Forward. Yeah, that first...
That bass note, and they start hitting.
Yeah.
That's really...
Suspend
really
disbelief.
Y'all can't do it. You're just literal. You're a bunch of literal people.
I love all of them. I've enjoyed them, but I'm still... I'm like a Star Wars and a Raiders of the Lost Ark, and that's not Bob's...
I didn't like the last Raiders of the Lost Ark. That was terrible. I don't care what you watched it on. It was just a bad movie. The effects were cheap. The fact they tried to overdo Harrison Ford, he really too much of an old man to be doing stuff like that. It wasn't believable. And the Chiefs, I'm still looking at the betting line, still 1.5. Chiefs minus 1.5 for the Super Bowl. I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't want to bet any money on it. I think it is too close. I wouldn't. And it over and under sounds ridiculously low.
Eagles are a good team, too.
I tell you, I am really surprised that the Chiefs are favored over Philadelphia wins every game by a lot. They cover their spread more than any other team. The other team that doesn't ever cover their spread, like maybe once the whole year, possibly twice, Kansas City. They win it at the last minute barely. How in the world?
To be the man, Bob, you got to beat the man. And the Philadelphia Eagles have not beat the man yet.
Well, it also has to do with...
To quote Ric Flair,
who's betting and who ain't.
Yeah.
To get you to do it. We know that.
Well, it's just, I don't know. I think what's one thing about the Super Bowl this year that, and I was trying to produce something for television today, and I kind of know which way I'm going to go now, but there's nothing that I can find, at least so far, that I can play of Kendrick Lamar that I'm going to run on a TV station. It's either cussing or it's just all thump, thump, thump music or something. I mean, he is a hardcore rapper, and that's fine.
So what is it you hate? Droopy drawers music or thump,
like
thump,
rap.
Thump?
I don't like thump, thump music.
You
and I don't like droopy drawers music. When someone pulls up next to me in a car and my car starts vibrating, I really hate that.
I'm like, okay, you're pumping gas, and my gas hose is vibrating too. It's like, come on, really? Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, I love R&B music. Go look anywhere and see my pictures on the wall. It's James Brown and Sam of Sam and Dave, people like that I know and did know. But the rap stuff, some of the best people I ever interviewed at the Grammys, by the way, were rap artists. They were more glib. They were more open. They were fun to talk to backstage. because they're marketing. All of them that made it are great marketing people, or have great marketing people with
True.
Them. That guy was ODB. Remember that name? ODB.
Yeah,
was
old Dirty. Old Dirty, yeah.
He was a great interview backstage. I remember interviewing him at Radio City Music Hall, of all places, to be interviewing ODB. But the rappers are great marketers, and they're marketing to their audience. I mean, on the Super Bowl, who do you want to see? I don't want to see bluegrass either. I don't want to see any extreme. I don't want to see a classical orchestra at the Super Bowl either. Find somebody that's in the middle somewhere. Bruno Mars, to me, is someone in the middle. Even Celine Dion in her day, there are people like that. But I don't want to see hardcore country. You know, put Post Malone out there with his four or five people that he's recorded with.
That would be
a good Super Bowl halftime show. But letting Jay-Z pick the halftime entertainment was a real bonehead move.
That's part of it.
By this head of the NFL.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for like a Metallica, and you may not like rock music, but that is his mainstream rock right down the middle.
No, if you're going to do a Metallica, you have Carrie Underwood sing with them.
Sure. I agree with you.
Because she would, and she has.
Right.
And that's the kind of way you make that more acceptable. But when you're just hardcore, The Weeknd, I thought that was the worst halftime show that they had ever had.
Yeah, it was pretty.
But on the other hand, I thought Coldplay was really weak, too. But it was just weak. I didn't think they would produce very well. But I'd wish they'd do something. Either go back to marching bands. That'd be fine with me. Just go do some marching bands at the halftime and let the people talk about what's happened in the game. This we've screwed the pooch, as they say, at NASA, you know, on the halftime shows. I think because it's nothing worth it. Just go to the bathroom.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And time for page two with Jimmy Carter.
You know, the weather's breaking out really stinky in a lot of places in the country. I think you guys, I haven't heard any major complaints from Texas right now, and I hadn't heard any from the South. But the Northeast, they're getting whacked. You know, upstate New York, they're having big snow and ice events throughout the U.S. Midwest and the Northeast. The far west, northwest, getting ready for the Pineapple Express. And that's this body of weather that comes in and can bring a foot of rain in a night, day. That's a lot of rain, a lot of rain, a lot of rain. You don't want that. But they get it out there because they get all their stuff at one time, all the heat, all the rain, all the whatever. Black Sabbath is going to reunite for one concert, one day, and then that's done. Ozzy will be there and the original people of Metallica July 5th at a fundraiser in the United Kingdom. The National Women's Soccer League agreed to a $5 million settlement stemming from a lawsuit of misconduct by coaches. Stock market is kind of okay this week. I don't think it's come back from where it had took a bath early in the week, but it's doing better. The federal judge in Maryland blocked the executive order to end birthright citizenship. The latest block is more permanent than a 14-day temporary block that was issued by a federal judge in Seattle. So, you know, that's how the Dems are going about defeating Trump, is they're going to do it through the court system. So that's they're getting at, I think, expected, you know, luck in there, because they're going to get that from the democratically appointed judges. Let's see here. Yeah, that was something. What that I didn't click on the story, but whatever happened to the Budweiser frogs?
Bud.
To me, they could go away forever.
But Budweiser.
I didn't like that. Did you like that?
I'm the demo that liked that, but I'm also the same demo that loved "What's That?"
I do remember that. Tom Brady, he'll be one of the broadcasters in the booth this weekend. One thing that I've been, and I can't explain this because I don't think, unless you're doing a side-by-side view, but I watch TV a little differently than a lot of people do, I guess, but the natural sound, the sound of the crowd, just what's going on in the stadium, when Fox does a show, it's too loud. And you can't hardly hear the announcers. They're really way back in the mix. And I don't know if you've ever noticed that before, but you watch a CBS game with Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, and you can absolutely hear them good. It's clear, but it's not on the Fox broadcast.
And Super Bowl's on Fox this weekend, right?
Yeah, for Super Bowl's on Fox.
Have to listen for that.
All
right.
Sometimes it's like the sound is bad for some of the award shows, because what's happening is they're not trying to be bad. They're mixing it through several different trucks and mixing one feed for surround sound. One mix is a stereo mix, another is a mono mix, and they're feeding it out through all these different pathways, and sometimes through your cable system or your satellite, it comes kind of mush and doesn't do right. It doesn't read what they were
trying to do. You drive me crazy until I realized.
Is your TV setting wrong?
Yeah, go into sound on your TV,
and
there are adjustments in there. Like, for instance, I think if you put it on surround sound, you're dead. You're just going to hear crowd, and you know.
Yeah, you want to make sure your TV.
You hear all
is
the instruments,
right,
and you can't hear the vocalist at all. That's
sometimes.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is your TV in the setting, and because they're sending out good stuff generally, I think it is. I think they'd be probably happy to anyone, but it's just what feed you're getting and how your TV is perceiving that feed. You may want to check before you go and watch the big game. If there's any other business we have, let's see. I'm just going through. Nope. I tried to watch a show. Some of you watching it, it's called Paradise on Hulu. Secret Service agent guarding the president, and I don't want to go into the rest of it because spoil it. I watched the first. It's been 7 million views in 9 days. Very popular. I just was bored to death. I'm not going to go back. So I don't give a good grade for that. But I love Night Agent and The Recruits. And if you have Paramount Plus, that's a good one for Paramount movies. A lot of good stuff on there. I do enjoy the FBI series on CBS. And to watch it without commercials, pretty good stories. I watched FBI. I watched two or three of them, I guess, over the last 2 days. And those are good shows, the FBI Most Wanted, FBI International, FBI, I guess, regular. And I know most people don't watch that kind of stuff anymore because you're watching other stuff. But I like it. And I like Ann Murray and Helen Reddy. I like them all.
Bob loves Ann Murray.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And he loves Helen Reddy.
If I ever put Bob and Ted in prison, I'd make them hear Helen Reddy, and I play nothing but Droopy Drawer's music.
Helen Reddy. I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, and Numbers Too Big to Ignore, and I Know Too Much to Go Back and Pretend.
Though, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. She had,
remember it, though.
She had that song she did with her daughter.
Yeah.
What is the thing, mommy?
Sounds like
me and you. Anyway, me and you against the world.
Me and you against the world. Now that's a great.
Just you and me against the world.
I know Bob likes that.
She did Delta Dawn.
Some Droopy Drawers.
Yeah, it's all.
Yeah, she had the other hit on Delta Dawn.
Droopy Drawers.
Yeah.
I am strong.
I'm invincible.
I just remember her wrist. When I met her, she had the teeniest wrist.
Well, if I'd known that.
Isn't that weird how you remember things about people?
Absolutely.
I remember Mike Ditka's hand and Dale Earnhardt's hand. They were like meat cleavers. They're like, their fingers were like, their one finger was like two of my fingers. Beefy.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'll notice something, and that's what'll stick with me when I walk away from an interview. Not the great interview or the bad one. It's, they had weird fingers.
I remember Tom Selleck.
Or they had them thumbs.
Head.
Yeah.
Yep. Tom Selleck had a big head, and so did Anna Nicole Smith.
Really?
Yeah, that's big heads.
She was
Paul
striking.
Newman had the bluest eyes.
Yeah.
Who had the longest female legs?
Legs, Giselle Bündchen.
Oh, Tom Brady's ex.
Her for a movie yeah. with Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon was in this movie. It was about in Queen Latifah.
Who's
but yeah, Giselle had the longest.
Who's the most striking person you've ever interviewed that you almost couldn't look
well,
at?
I always tell people to give the first name that pops through your head when you have a question like that, because if you had to think about it, you'd think of somebody else.
Sure.
But the first one I thought of, and for a man my age, it shouldn't be, but I sat with this woman in when she wasn't a spring chicken, Sophia Loren.
Okay.
I think she would have been the most dangerous woman any man could have ever crossed in a nightclub.
Wow, okay.
She and Raquel Welch and Suzanne Plachette.
No, those are all beautiful women, but Sophia Loren like had some
always,
kind of...
Always look, in the same
look
breath.
A great picture of... Look at Sophia Loren picture from somewhere when she was, you know, a younger woman in one of those movies. And what draws you to her are her eyes. Her eyes bring you in like, come with me, let me have your American Express card. Don't leave home without it.
You're under
I love
my
it.
Spell.
My billfold would start burning in my britches.
Oh, yeah.
I was around people
Just
like
take
that.
My money.
Take it. Just go ahead and do it. Write you a check.
Sophia Loren. All right.
Oh, my God. She was something.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Now, Bob and I are going to go look up pictures.
Oh, yeah. No,
I've actually played a, I played a party with Sophia and Loren way back when. And Rick, when I was playing drums with Rick Trevino, it was Mel Gibson and Sophia Loren. Thousand Oaks, California. We played a private party for them. And that was one of those we were told, you're the help. Don't go out front because it was really rich people there. A really nice place. Yeah. We never got to see Mel Gibson or Sophia Loren.
But they heard you.
Yeah. Well, we think up on the stage
There's
playing
that.
Doctor yep. Time.
Jimmy Carter and all that conversation, but that leads to more. Stay tuned. We'll have cleanup on Isle 95.9. And,
we're going to look pictures of Sophia Loren right quick.
You know, when I think of her, okay, real quick. She was in one of those two or three movies that Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau did. What was that called? Dirty Old Men or something like that? Or Old Nasty Old Men, you know, where they're a fisherman.
Oh, wow. She is beautiful.
In Minnesota. Washita or someplace like that.
Grumpier Old Men.
Grumpy Old Men, that's what it was, yeah.
Houseboat, Two Women, Marriage Italian Style, The Life Ahead. Yeah, she was very striking.
And she
oh
ends
my
up
gosh.
Getting, she gets, ends up getting sweet on Walter Matthau.
It's those eyes.
Who is, God love old like Walter. He was even worse looking than Ernest Borgnine. You know who that was?
Yeah.
McHale's Navy.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
Bama Brown always said he looked like Ernest Borgnine.
I've been told I look like Raymond Burr.
Oh, no.
So I ain't too high on the evolutionary chart either. 804 with Eric and Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.